Next curve.
Hey everyone, this is Leonard Lee, executive analyst at Next Curve, and I'm joined here by Earl Lam, who is the principal. Are you principal or a CEO? President. You are president.
El Presidente.
Yep, El Presidente of EJL Wireless Research. And, you know, we are here to talk about the thing that you've been waiting all year for is our research agenda for MWC 2023. And as you probably recall, and you probably heard about, we have a podcast that we're doing together that's called From the Radio to the RIC. And what we do with this podcast is really focus on what's happening with the RAN. We cover Open RAN. We cover what's happening in telco cloud. So everything on the periphery of the edge of the network. That's really what we're focused on with this podcast. And we're really excited to be going to MWC 2024 again. 2023 was a very interesting year, right?
Absolutely.
And a lot of the pieces that we wrote and points of view that we put out resonated pretty well. And I think we made some predictions, if you want to call it that, that I think landed pretty solidly. And I think that's one of the things that we want to do with MWC 2024 is go in and validate some of the hypotheses that we formulated last year and then test a few new ones that we have on the docket for 2024. So, why don't you share with our audience what you have in mind?
I think, first of all, the whole premise of operators wanting Open RAN, maybe that's got derailed back in December with the announcement of obviously the AT&T and Ericsson deal. So the question becomes, going forward, does that change every operator's view on what is needed going forward? And if they were offered the same deal, would they walk away from the table?
Mm. Yeah. So essentially, how does that change the Open RAN game? Right. And so,
right. Has the balloon been deflated?
Yeah. Is Open RAN relevant?
Exactly. And does it allow the operator to get to the end point of what they're trying to evolve on their network? Or is it just causing more headache than it's worth? And yeah, will it ever give the performance that they want?
Yeah, and are we thinking about Open RAN the right way? I think that's the other thing that we really need to think about, because I coined this whole thing, Open RAN Squid Game, that apparently a lot of people know about. Is the Open RAN movement thinking about Open RAN in the right way? In a way, like you said, that resonates with an operator and their priorities and their
Exactly. Environments,
right? Yeah, yeah.
And is it solving those operators' problems that they have in their current network operations? Right. Or is it adding complexity and other problems that they don't need to be dealing with because they're trying to run their network?
Yeah,
and they want it to be stable.
Right, right. And if this agenda topic doesn't get the operators and vendors out there curious and excited, I don't know what else will. But this is definitely going to be a key focus of what Earl and I are going to be going into MWC with. The other topics that we're going to be looking at are related to Cloud RAN, right?
VRAN, right.
Cloud RAN. How do all these things really fit into the fabric of what operators need, I think, and what problems did they really solve, especially if Open RAN is turning out not to be what a lot of folks thought, and we need to do a rethinking there, then what does Cloud RAN mean? What does VRAN mean? And how do we need to think differently there, as we may possibly have to think differently about Open RAN itself?
Absolutely. In terms of if all of that is predicated on some centralized capability for the operator to put all of their DUs or baseband units or whatever you want to call them into a one location, whether it's a warehouse that's sitting 15 kilometers away from where all the cell sites are. And the question becomes, if you're not able to do that, then what other benefits are you able to get with virtual RAN or with cloud RAN?
Yeah. And again, I think these are really important questions that operators are probably asking themselves, and vendors probably should start asking themselves. The other thing, you know, speaking of cloud, telco cloud, what's going on there? You know, there was a lot of excitement about that for the last couple of years, but then, you know, there's growing concern about whether or not we're meeting quite lofty expectations around cloud RAN, telco cloud as well. And, you know, the other thing that I'm really curious about, Earl, is will people be talking about 5G at MWC 2024? I'm really interested in that.
Or, like the rumors are circling around, is it going to be an AI show or whatever?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the future of 6G or this fragmentation of where China is going with their 5.5G and our advanced as opposed to the rest of the world's definition of what 5.5G in our advance is? Or will everyone be talking about SATCOM and non-terrestrial networks?
Yeah, that's another really interesting topic to look into at MWC. Now, and then finally, the role of silicon and what the next generation or this up-and-coming generation of processors and accelerators in particular are going to, you know, what kind of impact that they will have across all these different topics that we just outlined. You know, will they change the game? You know, will new lines of processors from Intel, you know, Marvell, NVIDIA now getting into the RAN with their GPUs, will they change the game, right? Because we saw a lot of accelerators last year. How is that really changing things in terms of, you know, capability and shifting the assumptions around what's technically feasible with Open RAN, vRAN, Cloud RAN, what have you?
Absolutely. And I think the advancements made by all of these third-party chip companies are going to be going head-to-head against all of the advancements made internally at all of the OEMs in their silicon, right? Whether it's Ericsson silicon, Nokia, ReefShark silicon, Samsung silicon, ZTE, Huawei silicon, all of those are not sitting still. They're moving forward at the same pace or possibly even faster than what the third-party guys are doing. And it's going to be very interesting to see what are the next generation capabilities of all the new hardware that we're going to be seeing with these new pieces of silicon inside of them.
So there, you have heard it. This is our joint agenda going into MWC 2024 from the radio to the RIC. And I'm sure that you're excited along with us and that you'll be tuning in. And as usual, what Earl and I are going to be focused on are the tech and industry insights that matter. And we will make sure that we stick to that mantra and deliver at MWC 2024. Remember to follow Earl Lum and EJL Wireless Research at ejlwireless.com, right?
Right.
And follow NextCurve at www.next-curve.com. We're on LinkedIn, so you can like us, friend us, or whatever. And we'll be glad to talk to you. And if you're interested in speaking to us about our agenda or you're a vendor that feels that you have some kind of cool solution that could, you know, inform our research going into MWC 2024, feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to talk to you. And so with that, we'll see you in Barcelona.
Yep. See everyone in Barcelona. Looking forward to it.